Chapter 9. Hello, this is Detective Stones. You wanted to speak to me about Jeremy Foster. Yes, thank you for calling. I'm Detective MacDonald from Edinburgh. I have some interesting information for you. Last week, we found a knife. It was at the bottom of an empty train wagon. There have been no serious crimes in this area, but we were worried because there were old stains on the knife. We thought it was blood, so we sent the knife for tests. Detective Stones was confused. Why was the detective telling him this? He wasn't interested in the knife. The police had found it hundreds of miles away in another country. The test showed that the stains were blood, continued Detective MacDonald. We needed to know if someone used the knife in a crime. We decided to check the blood with computer records. And what did you learn? Asked Detective Stones. Well, that's the problem. The test shows that it's Jeremy Foster's blood. I think you've made a mistake, replied Detective Stones. Somebody stabbed Jeremy Foster, but we found the knife. There's no mistake, replied the Scottish detective. We tested the knife again to make sure. It's definitely Jeremy Foster's blood. I see, said Detective Stones quietly. He didn't know what to say. He was confused. There were fingerprints on the knife as well, said Detective MacDonald. Did you check the computer records for those? Yes, replied Detective MacDonald. But we don't know who they belong to. After the telephone call, Detective Stones sat quietly in his office. He could not forget about the call. Donald Thompson killed Jeremy Foster. Now he was in prison. Detective Stones was a busy man. He had to find the old man's murderer. Yes, I've too much work to do, he thought. Jeremy Foster's murder was a long time ago. I don't care if a knife in Scotland has his blood on it. We know who killed him, and the murderer is in prison. I did a good job. It was getting dark outside. Detective Stones put on his jacket. It's time to go home. I've had a long day. A good policeman never really stops working, though. All evening, Detective Stones thought about the telephone call. How can there be two murder weapons? He asked himself. How can two knives have Jeremy Foster's blood on them? Why was one knife in Donald Thompson's shed and the other one hundreds of miles away in Scotland? He didn't go to bed until it was very late, and he couldn't sleep. He kept asking himself the same questions, but he didn't have any answers. The next morning, he went to the police station early. He went straight to his boss's office. He told him about the phone call. We need to investigate this, he said. No, we don't, replied his boss. We found the murderer, and he's in prison. I know, replied Detective Stones, but I can't stop thinking about it. It's impossible to have two murder weapons. It's the strangest thing I've ever heard. I want to investigate this. Something's wrong. No, replied his boss loudly. You know how busy we are. Eskom is a big city, and crimes happen every day. You have to find the old man's murderer. After that, there will be more crimes. We don't have time to look at old crimes. But I said no, shouted his boss. Now get back to work. We have a lot to do. Yes, sir, replied the detective.